Jeff's Guitar Clinic is a multifaceted shop, offering guitars, amplifiers, and all accessories, guitar lessons for all ages, and instrument repair of the highest quality. Take the scenic drive to beautiful Fort Atkinson and see what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call Jeff's Guitar Clinic today at 920-723-1733. That's Jeff's Guitar Clinic at 920-723-1733. Jeffsguitar.com.
Welcome to another podcast, Sly'sOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. Joining us now from Menasha, Mike Bolton, District 2 of the United Steelworkers in the Fox Valley, obviously serving a wider area up into the UP as well. Mike, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Fighting the fight.
Good.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a little, as we get started, I'm just going to play a short story from WBAY in the Fox Valley area, talking about what's going on with Kimberly Clark, and then I'll get your response. Here we go.
The bill before the state Senate would provide Kimberly Clark with a jobs tax credit, costing between $100 and $115 million over 15 years. It's already passed the Assembly, but stalled as KC negotiates a new contract with workers at the Cold Spring plant.
We don't want to interject ourselves in the middle of the negotiation process. I'm not party to that. That's between the union and Kimberly Clark.
However, the United Steelworkers Union is now calling for immediate action. One worker told us the company's behavior since the announcement is disturbing, and that even as company officials are calling the plant a flagship facility, they are asking workers to make concessions that would cut their average labor costs by more than $20,000 per person. The Outagamie County executive also weighed in.
I don't think there was any state senator or any member of the assembly that supported this legislation who intended for it to be used to hurt workers. And it sounds like that's what's happening.
I just think it's important to remember that the state senate here, myself, Governor Walker in particular, we're fighting to save those 600 jobs. Those jobs were lost on January 31st had we not stepped in.
If a deal is reached on a new contract, Senator Roth tells me the Senate is prepared to act on this legislation fairly quickly. Reporting in Fox Crossing, Jason Zimmerman, Action 2 News.
All right, your response to that story.
Well, it's interesting, Sly, that all of a sudden, when this legislation was going forward to pass the Assembly, it was going forward quickly, that all of a sudden the Senate decides, well, we have to wait till negotiations are over. Really, this is a three-prong approach, if you want to look at it that way. The state is a part of it. The negotiations are a part of it. And Kimberly Clark's decision is a part of it. But to hold our members hostage, not knowing what the state is going to do, is just unbelievable that the company is doing it. It's not your father's Kimberly Clark anymore.
Well, I was reading an interesting story about investors really putting a lot of pressure on Kimberly Clark for higher earnings. And it seems like there's a worldwide effort by Kimberly Clark to cut costs because investors want more money. And isn't this the old problem that we face every day?
Oh, sure it is. But we have never told the company that we will not help them reduce costs. We'll work with flexibility and we will work with productivity. But as you're well aware of, wages used to rise with productivity, and the companies have decided that really isn't important. Productivity continues to rise in every manufacturing shop, yet wages have been stagnant for years.
So this is a case where Kimberly Clark, after the tax cuts, announced they were going to shutter these plants. Tell me about these two plants, Cold Springs and the plant in Nina, what they make and the future you see for them.
Well, the non-woven plant, Sly, is a non-union plant, but they make some of the raw materials that are used at the Fox Crossing Cold Springs And in that facility, they make feminine care products and adult diapers.
Uh-huh.
And they are the plant for Kimberly-Clark that makes that product. They have been named or called the flagship plant, and now all of a sudden we are overpaid. We are not flexible, and it's interesting. Well, not interesting. It's disturbing that when the president and Congress put together a tax cut to help workers, to give workers more money, that Kimberly-Clark announces that since they got this since the tax reform bill was passed, they now have the ability and the money to close down 10 facilities globally and put 5,500 people out of work. I'm not sure if that was what this bill was planning on happening.
Well, where's the outrage? You know, where is the condemnation? You would think that it's an election year. I hate to be cynical, but it's an election year. Why would the Senate hold up this vote when we're talking about a flagship plant in a pivotal part of the state? It doesn't just affect the workers at the Kimberly-Clark plants. It affects a whole supply chain and a whole group of people that depend on good wages in Wisconsin. Why would they hold that up all for Kimberly-Clark? I guess I don't understand that.
I don't believe any of us understand that. I have thoughts about why they're doing it, but I'm not going to say why I think they're not doing it. It just...
Well, I know they're not crazy about... I know Roger Roth and the Republicans aren't crazy about unions.
Well, that's true, but they should be concerned about workers, right? They should be concerned about their citizens that they have to represent. And I'm not saying give, they've also... They are promoting that the state is open for business. That's been touted around for many years. Yet we may very well see a couple businesses slide through the cracks by them not taking action.
Well, it was interesting that Senator Roth said that if we hadn't done this bill, Kimberly-Clark would have left. Haven't they sort of been asleep at the switch regarding the paper industry in Wisconsin, not only in the Fox Valley, but in the upper Wisconsin River Valley for a very long time?
They have been. And there's been a bill introduced by Amanda Stuck to put some money in the paper industry so we can invest. If they would have given the paper industry what they did for Foxconn, we would have world-class paper industry in the state of Wisconsin. And for them to say that Kimberly-Clark was gone in January, Kimberly-Clark's still here. We're bargaining. Part of the struggles we're having right now is the Senate is not acting.
And they were in session. They could have taken this bill up, but then suddenly something happened, and I smelled a rat. I really did. When I saw that happen, I went, what is going on here? Because it seems so counterintuitive, but you really have to wonder. And am I hoping somebody from the media, I know they don't pay much attention to workers or jobs, might take a little inquiry here into correspondence between Kimberly-Clark and the Republicans that control the legislature. I would be very fascinated to know what communications have gone on. Wouldn't you?
It might be interesting, Claude.
It might be interesting. So, there is a bright opportunity. Everybody thinks, well, paper is going away because of, emails and because of, everything being computerized. But there's a great opportunity for a sustainable paper industry in Wisconsin, is there not?
Oh, sure there is. I mean, we're going to have to adjust with the times, but just think of Amazon and the number of corrugated containers that Amazon ships every day. And then think of everybody that's trying to catch up with Amazon now. You see all kinds of advertisements of people shipping stuff directly to your home. And there are a lot of opportunities for the mills who have products that aren't working to move into other types of paper and have another generation and longer of work. You know, just look at the Appleton coated story.
Yeah, well, and we're going to get into that next. I want to specifically ask you some questions on that because I want to end this podcast on a high note rather than a low note.
Good idea.
All right, why don't we take a break here? Mike Bolton with us, sliceoffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
I want to thank all the labor unions here in Dane County that help keep sliceoffice.com up and going so you keep up to date, whether it be the Madison Firefighters, Local 311, or the Madison Teamsters, Local 695, or our friends at Madison Teachers Incorporated. These are some of the most active local unions who organize, and constantly stand up for workers. Thank you from sliceoffice.com.
We're back at sliceoffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers, great local sponsors like Madison Firefighters, Local 311, Madison Teachers Incorporated, and our friends at Teamsters, Local 695, as well as great local businesses. Mike Bolton with us. He is a District 2 in Menasha, United Steelworkers. They don't just represent steelworkers. They represent all kinds of workers all over the world. And they're fighting to keep these plants open. Now, we've been talking about Kimberly Clark and the Republicans not taking a vote to give them some tax incentives that will keep them in the state they started. There's another story out of Appleton Coated. Tell me about this plant and how this all came to fruition that you fought to keep those jobs.
You know, Sly, this mill has been operating for over 100 years, and last fall, PNC Bank, the plant missed a marker on their loan, right? They had never missed a payment, but they missed an EBITDA marker, maybe a couple times. PNC called their note and required them to go into a Wisconsin receivership. It's a Wisconsin bankruptcy law. When PNC called their note, that added an additional $50,000 a day in cost to the plant for fines under this loan agreement. The receiver put the mill up for auction, When the receiver did that, he also sent a letter to all the customers saying, we're closing the mill down and we'll probably not be reopening it. So by the time that this mill was sold, and it was sold to a company that buys mills, takes the equipment, and ships them to people that want to buy it. By the time that happened, there was no business at Appleton Coated left. The new owner agreed that he would try and sell the mill for a period of days, and he would keep the mill operating. Not operating, he would keep the mill warm so that the machinery, if those rolls aren't continually turned over, they'll get flat and they're just ruined. After a period of time, the owner said, you know, we'd like to try and start some operations. We think there's some opportunities there. We got another 90 days. Things started looking good. The owner approached us to negotiate a new labor agreement, which we finalized in March shortly after that labor agreement was ratified, they started up the third paper machine. So we have about 250 hourly employees back there. It's not everything, but to bring a mill from the desk door back to operation, making products, getting new customers, is not happen very often. So we're pretty happy for our members and for the company. I'd like them to make as much money as they can, because that way we can make a little more money ourselves for our members.
I think you're being too modest in your role and the United Steelworkers' role in keeping that plant open. You went to court.
Yeah. We opposed the sale, and we had some other investors that were interested, and through the court system is how we got to be able to negotiate with the owner and keep the facility at least warm, trying to get it sold.
You know, I think about what happened this week that's affected Madison, Milwaukee, Appleton, La Crosse, all over the state, with these department stores closing, Bon-Ton closing the Boston stores and Yonkers and their other department stores. And I just think about, obviously, I think there's probably a brighter future for paper evolving than there is for retail shopping, at least in large department stores. But still, there's a market for them. Malls desperately want them to stay open. I'm thinking if those workers had been organized and had some sort of union representation, how they might have had a greater opportunity to save those jobs by being united and working together and having some leverage. And wouldn't it be great if more people had union representation? Because if those paper workers hadn't had the United Steelworkers, that plant would be gone.
That's true. Without a union contract and union backing, the company decides, and they send the message down, and you follow it with the union. And we do a lot of fighting, Sly, and we don't always win, but we know darn well, as Leo says many times, we know what will happen if we don't fight.
And you got to get back up.
That's true.
Obviously, this has been, how long have you been in the Fox Valley now?
I moved over here. I was transferred over here about in 2005.
Okay. So even before, I lived in the Fox Valley briefly in 1982. I lived in Oshkosh, and I remember there were more plants. And I've watched the trajectory of this. A lot of these companies move to right-to-work states, then they move stuff out of seas. Can you tell me, since you got there in 2005, this was already going on, how bad free trade with China has been for the paper industry?
It's killing us.
How does China do that?
Well, it's when people, other countries, can make products subsidized by the government and can make it and ship it here cheaper than we can make it, that causes a big problem. You know, a number of years ago, when a Swedish company owned one of our groups of mills, we were struggling because a company in Europe could ship a ton of paper to Chicago cheaper than we could ship it from central Wisconsin to Chicago. So as long as that's going on, and we don't have some kind of tariffs, I guess, is to use a word a lot of people don't like,
or don't understand.
We can't compete. Other governments subsidize their mills, and we don't. And you know, I think we're the only country that believes in free trade. We let everybody else in here free, and we get screwed going there.
Well, you know, and of course, there are some people in America that benefit from China cheating.
Of course.
And they're mainly on Wall Street, and so they want us to look the other way, and they pretend that we're breaking some holy grail of capitalism by standing up against what China's doing. And in some respects, unions are fighting more for, you know, the free market system than some of these people on Wall Street.
Yeah, you're right, Sly.
So the bottom line here is that when it comes to Kimberly-Clark and the leverage they're trying to push on you right now, I assume you're in negotiations with them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And they want workers to take a big pay cut when it comes to wages and benefits? Is that right?
Yeah. They're asking for a lot of cash, and we're gonna continue to bargain. We're not done bargaining yet, and we're bargaining over the decision to shut the mill down.
So, what should people do? Should they call their state senator?
That's what we have urged our members to do.
All right. Michael Bolton, United Steelworkers, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right, Sly, good talking to you.
All right, stand by for just a second. This is Sly, SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.